What went right? What went wrong? Will there be another date? Or was it one and done? Dating in Spencer's Neighborhood.
106.5 The Arch.
You guys ready to do a little one and done dating?
Oh, I love it.
This is where we talk to potential romantic couples about their first date and how it went. And then we find out if date number two will happen, hence being one and done. The latest couple that we're going to talk to is Pete, who went on a date with a woman named Lori. So let's talk to Pete first. Pete, how was the date?
The date was awesome.
All right, great. Okay. Awesome. Looks like we can move over to Lori.
So where did you take Lori? What did you guys do?
I decided the most romantic thing to do this time of year and everything, I took her ice skating at Forest Park.
Oh, that's nice. Good call.
Good to do this time of year and fun if they're not scared of ice skating. Maybe she was a little terrified.
No, but that's okay if she was a little scared of it. You know,
yeah, you didn't like knock her down out. Or anything.
Did you? He can do all that stuff. So while you're ice skating at Forest Park, what happened?
We had a wonderful time. She had fun skating. I had fun skating. I thought it was one of the best dates that I've had in like the last 5 years. And now I'm not hearing back from her.
Okay, so you can't pinpoint a specific reason why Lori hasn't gotten back with you.
If I thought it was something I did, I probably wouldn't be calling right now.
Okay, all right.
I love the mystery.
Don't know.
Lori, we just heard about the date that you went on with Pete.
It was a lot of fun.
I can sense that you're both nervous and talking to each other. So what really happened, Lori?
Well, basically, he wore this ugly Christmas sweater, and I don't mind a sweater so much. It was that it said jolly as on it.
Wow, that's like a whole other level of ugly Christmas sweater.
My God.
Ugly language.
So what was it about this ugly Christmas sweater that really just turned you off?
We were at an ice skating rink where there were kids.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that one.
Yikes.
Hey, Mommy, what's that word? You know.
Pete, are you aware that you were wearing an ugly Christmas sweater?
Of course he's aware.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal because, you know, I mean, it's not the 1950s anymore. It's just a sweater.
Right, but it's a first date, Pete.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going out to a bar or something, fine. But, like,
I don't know. Even on a first date.
Yeah, pub crawl would be fun.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
On a first date, but that's a little rough.
Like, my nephews have been screaming that word, like.
I love it.
It's fit into two categories nowadays. Either they know the word or they can't read the word.
All right.
And if they don't know the word, Pete is going to teach them the word.
So, come here, kids.
Let's get back to it here. Lori, you saw Pete. You went ice skating. There were kids around. He was wearing this offensive sweater to you. Sweater aside, because now he knows that that's not something you like. Did you like it?
It was just a little embarrassing with the sweater. And, I mean, now that I'm hearing kind of his side of it, I don't know. It just seems a little selfish.
Okay, I think I know how this is going. Yeah. You might not even need to ask her.
I'm going to do it anyway. Are you interested in date number two, or are you one and done?
I'm one and done.
Okay. All right.
All right, well.
Pete,
well,
good luck.
Yeah, Pete, you can use that sweater on another occasion. I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, it would make a great Arbor Day sweater also, I guess.
All right, thank you, guys. We wish you the best.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you do.
That was officially our weirdest one-and-done dating that we've ever had on Spencer's Neighborhood.
Yay!